Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Nun Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored Mosecha Nishmas Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gurwitz Levine, whose seventh yard site is today, sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. Again, Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gurwitz Levine, whose seventh yard site is today. Neshama should have an aliyah. Let us go Daf Nun Dalet in Mesechez Baba Kama. We are at the two dots. Not finishing up totally, but getting towards the end here of the fifth parak of Baba Kama. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem Shabbos starts Hakones, and as we continue our march through the first Baba, says the Mishnah, Nafalatocho Shor V'Kelev V'Dishtabrus. If you remember, the Mishnah had said back on Daf Nun Beis that the regular din that we know, that if an ox falls in to a bar with kalim on it, then they break. If a donkey falls in with some other type of begadim on it, and they rip, so you're chai for the behemoth, pater on the kalim. The chiddush l'chora being that not just do we know in general this is their pater kalim, but even if the kalim fall in on an animal, which you're chai for, so maybe there you might have thought it's differently, it's more of one unit. No, even there, there's a pater kalim by bar. So says the Gemara, Masisa delok Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Tanya who we had before. Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Yehuda b'chayev on niskei kelim b'bar. Rabbi Yehuda is b'chayev on niskei kelim in a bar. My time at the Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan that say that there's a patur kelim? To Amakra, because the pasuk says, "V'nafal shama shor o chamor shor v'lo adam chamor v'lo kelim." What's the reason for the Rabbanan? Because based on a drasha, if an ox or a donkey fall in, Sharvelo Adam Chavelo Kalim. After all, why doesn't the pasuk just say V'nafal Shama Hanofel? Right, as Rashi quotes here, like it says Ki Pol Hanofel Mimenu by Ma'ake. You're going to just say Hanofel, whatever falls in. Why does the Torah specify Shor V'Chamor? It must be coming to exclude something, and that is excluding Adam and Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda, O L'Rabbo says Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda uses O to include Kalim. The Rashba here quotes that whenever this Gemara comes up in the Bavli, the Ptur of Kalim Babar, there are no distinctions made. In other words, Mistavra says the Rashba, it makes sense. The Lav al Bar Asara, Shechayev Bo al Misas Habehema Airi B'Dafka, not only a bar of 10, which is the real bar that we've been talking about, a bar of 10 Tvachim, which is enough to kill, not only there is there a Ptur Kalim. Velomar Deba'oso Abar Shehu Bar Shal Misa Pater al Kalim. Aval bebarj pachos me'asar shu barsh nizakin chayev afil al kalim. You might say that if it's a bar of less than 10, which is a bar of nezek, so then you'd be chayev even on kalim. It doesn't sound that way because there's never a distinction made. Ela al kol bar kamar shu chayev al behema al amisa o al nezek upater al kalim kan v'kan. So it sounds that way. You folk, all the gemaras, including our gemaras, seem to say that. Alma klalahu to call bar shalom matzinu shumbar shechayvo as akelim. There is no bar that's chayv on kelim, even a bar of nezek. Why is Rashba emphasizing this? Because of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi makes a distinction. The Yerushalmi is mashma dipshitalahu to lo imut kelim elami bar shal misa. Your putter on kelim breaking when it is a bar of misa of ten tvachim. Dibidi deik seviuta. That's what the pasuk's talking about. A bar of misa. But avakshata bala barshan izakin ata omer achayev ala kalim. There's only a pter kalim by a bar of misa, not a bar of nezek. But the Rashba says v'had Yerushalmi lesa. I disagree with this Yerushalmi. The legamrin in kalim bar klav. There's no sort of kalim bar. But it's interesting. According to the Yerushalmi, a bar of tes is more chomer than a bar of yud. If you dig a smaller bar, you're going to be more chayev in certain cases. Like if a kli breaks in there. Right, so the irony is the bar of you might have a chumra by less of a mazik. Okay, that's the Rashba here with the Yerushalmi. Says the that's what the Yefei Naim here says. Make that hard. The Yefei Naim Kidarka Bakodesh, as we had one earlier this week, quotes this Yerushalmi and says, I don't understand the Yerushalmi. The davar rachok sheyehe bar yutachim kill me bar testvachim. Ela nira tohadapatar bar yud haydu shenifsedu akelim legamrei kein misa. What is the odds? He changes it. What does the Yerushalmi mean? What does it mean that bar yud is pater when the kelim die? What does that mean? Where they totally break? Uben is kem baofan sheish lemeisa takana chayev aman damar bein bar tes bein bar yud. Now that Yerushalmi is saying is that if the bar only gets damaged and doesn't die, how does a bar die? How does a bar get? How does a kli die? How does a kli get damaged? If it breaks totally, that it's unusable and you can't fix it, that's the death of a kli. If it just breaks and you can fix it, that's the damaging of a kli. So what do we mean by a ptur kalim generally? A ptur kalim oi means misa. But if a kli just breaks, that's chayiv, and he would say maybe there's no machlokas between the Bible and the Yerushalmi. He doesn't parallelize the machlokas, maybe, but that's what the Yerushalmi is referring to. In a case where it's just nezek, but don't tell me that a bar of tes, he's so convinced that a bar of tes can't be more machmer than a bar of yud, that he re-understands the Yerushalmi versus the Bavli. The Rashba says, no, I'll take that problem, and I'll just say the Bavli rejects it. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, includes Caleb. V'rabanan, oh, mi bayle l'chalek. The Rabbanan say, no, oh is needed to be mechalek. Oh is always to be mechalek, that you don't need a shor and a chamor to fall in. It's shor o chamor, either or. The marsha here is a comment which is much discussed by the later achronim, and that is these psukim that are needed to exclude kalim is only according to Beis Shammai. What Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai, who holds that on Shabbos there's an isur d'oraisa of shvisas kalim. Shvisas kalim, that your kalim have to rest on Shabbos. The whole first parak in Masechta Shabbos, the whole second half of it, talks all about your kalim resting on Shabbos. You can't do something on Erev Shabbos, and your kalim will be working on Shabbos. Like, let's say you're going to dye something. You put a beged into a heavy dye, and it's going to soak up the color, and it's going to get dyed on Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says it has to be dyed all before Shabbos. Beis Shammai says, no, just put it before Shabbos, and, you know, it can be done on Shabbos. So Shvisas Behema, we all agree to. There's a concept called Shvisas Behema. That's Machamer, that's somewhat on a Torah level. But Shvisas Kalim, that's Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We pass on that Beis Hillel. So says the Marsha, Ulaman de Islay Mishum Shvisas Kalim Beshabis Nicha, de Itzre Chacha Chad Prata Lamai Kalim. Avalamai de Kaimalam Kebes Hillel, the Leslu Shvisas Kalim Beshabis, Memela Imit Nami Kalim. So Kalim are excluded here. What is the Isser Shvisas Kalim have to do with Nezek on a weekday? And Nezek in the world of Nezikin, right? And especially, says the Pnei Yoshua, you probably would have learned this from other Mazikim are Chayiv on Kalim, right? All the other Shor is Chayiv on Kalim, and, you know, the other Mazikin, Shane and Regal are Chayiv on Kalim. So why? So you would have compared this to other Mazikin rather than compared it to Hilcha Shabbos. Kalim? Shvisas Kalim is a special din. So therefore, and also just one other, the Chassam Sofer says, you do find sometimes that even Beis Hillel would agree to Shvisas Kalim if you're using the Kli itself at that time. Right? If your mom is using the Kli on Shabbos, it's not just an indirect that you put it into motion beforehand, that's also Chiv, a Chiv Daraisa, because then it's just like an extension of you. So either way, that is a Chiddush in the Marsha. One has to figure out what he means, but that is the discussion that the Achronim have on him. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Rabbanan use O to be Mechalik between Chamor and Shor, meaning you don't need both of them to fall together. Rabbi Yehuda lachalik mivadafal nafka. Rabbi Yehuda says, you learn the chalik from vadafal, a singular lashon. So singular is either shor or chamar.
That this, there's no o.
According to
in general pesukim, where there's no o, it means it always means.
So that's the question. The Shem Kubetzas here to quote some Rishonim about that. If there's no o, if there's a vav, does it always mean both? So look at examples. Does it mean lo sachar shor uvachamor yachtav? Right, you shouldn't do malacha tovah chavitecha. Right, so that's a command. It's a command, right? So it's a question whether it's describing a tzivui or you have to look at each one. Right, losach of shor v'chamor yachtov. That's both, as we're going to talk about later. V'Rebbe Yehuda, yeah. Rebbe Yehuda lachalik mivanafal nafka. Rebbe Yehuda learns lachalik from the singing of the lashon of vanafal. V'Rabbanan vanafal tuva mashma. Rabbanan saying vanafal no is mashma. Tuva, right? An awful can mean many, and that's why you need O to be mechalik. Period. Ema, where do you see that v'nafal can mean a lot, meaning a singular lashon can be many people? So Rashi quotes three examples, right? First he quotes from Parshas Vayakel, va'asa bitzalel va'ahaliyav. It doesn't say va'asu. So va'asa could mean going on both. Usually, though, Chazal say that it means one was more into it than the other. Vayikach shem vayefes es asimla, right? Or here, maybe Betzalel was the leader. Ubaha osva hamofes, right? In Shmos, or ubaha arives hadov. So sometimes you find singular lashon, though, says Rashi, referring to both. Next, ema v'nafal b'klal shor v'chamar prat. Maybe v'nafal is a general rule. Shor v'chamor is a specific prat. Then what's the rule? Klalu prat ein b'chal el mashmeh prat. Maybe this is a klalu prat. Shor v'chamor in midi echrin ilo. Right? Shor v'chamor in and nothing else. So this is note. It's not mukh, right? But it's note to the machlokas Rashi and Tosos, which we mentioned many times in Maseches Sukkah daf lamed aleph, where they have a machlokas there. Everybody agrees that you can darshan a kal v'chomer by yourself. Everybody agrees that you cannot darshan a gzeirah shavah by yourself. The machlokas is everything else in between. Everything else in between. Hekish and klal prado klal and all those. Can you do that by yourself or not? That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosos there. Sukkah daf lamed aleph amud aleph. So here, what is the Gemara suggesting? And the Gemara does this a lot. Maybe it's klal prat. So it sounds like there's no Masora on this. Sounds like maybe it's this. Maybe it's a Kalu Prat. So Gemara answers, no. Amri, even if you want to say it's a Kalu Prat, there's another Klal. Bal Habar Yishalem Chazav a Klal. The Bal Habar pays, that's another Klal. And therefore, Kalu Prat a Klal, Yetad an Elkena Prat. If it's Kalu Prat a Klal, you don't have to go by the specifics. You just have to go like the specifics. Ma Prat Mefurish Balechayim, just like the Prat is our animals. Avko Balechayim, so too all animals would be included. Okay, interesting that we use the klal part of klal, we combine the Maisa Hezek and the Tashlumen, right? The Maisa Hezek of the falling in, and then Baal Bar Yishalim, which has to do with the Tashlumen. Either way, the Gemara is combining that. Okay, Ima HaPrat Mufurash. So, if we said that's the category, let's limit it even more. If you're going that everything has to be similar to the category of Shor V'chamor, so Ima HaPrat Mufurash Davar Shedevei Lasa Matama B'mago B'masa, let's say, maybe just like the Shor V'chamor, its nevela is metame b'mago b'masa. Its dead carcass makes you tame. It's an avatoma. It makes you tame by touching or by carrying. But a person is only, the rule is, ein adam nitma elam avatoma. A person only becomes something from an avatoma. A rishon l'tuma can't make a person tame. Only an avatoma or worse, or avi avos, obviously. But a person can have a coming from an avatoma unless it's an exception midrabanan. So for example, our hands are shnios latuma. That's why we have to wash our hands at tilas yadayim. They're shnios. I can become a shnios. That's a separate special din. But generally the rule is eid adam nitva elami avatuma. So nevela is an avatuma. So why don't we say, just like the only time boris chayiv is by chashar v'chamor, where nevela is b'tavi b'mago b'masa, not ba'ohel, only a person is b'tavi ba'ohel, a person or a mitzora. Av kol davar shenivalas b'tavi b'mago b'masa. So do anything that's whose nevela is b'tavi b'mago b'masa would be chayiv in bor, if you're limiting the case. Aval ofos lo. What's excluded? Birds. Because birds do not create tumas nevela. There is a tuma by oaf, but that's a special din. That's nevelas oaf tahar. Nevelas oaf tahar, if you have a nevela of a kosher bird that died without shechita, and you eat it, it's metame you as you eat it. Special chiddush din. Tuma b'beis abliya. Right? Tuma b'beis abliya in your mouth. So there's a big shail on the Achronim. Rav Yosef Engel has this in the first piece in Asim Daraisa. Asim Daraisa Siman Aleph. He discussed. We're going to have Rav Yosef Engel later. You just hold on to your seats, right? New one. Asim Daraisa Siman Aleph, where he says that the that is tumas oftar. Is that really a tumas maga just inside of you? Is it a tumas masa because your body's carrying it, or is it something unique? Those are the three ways you can look at it. But that's what he discusses. Tumas of. It's a whole mesechta in Seder Taurus on that. As we'll get to. Imkain says the Gemara. No, if it should be limited to only items which tuma is metav mago masa nichta v'achman achad prata. Just give one example. What do you need shor v'chamor? So hey nichta, what do you mean? Which one should you say? Ikad a shor. If it would have only said shor, if your shor falls into the pit, your chayiv. Hava amin. I would have thought. Karav l'gabim mizbeach in shina karav l'gabim mizbeach lo. Only animals who are fit l'gabim mizbeach you're chayav for, but not if it's not karav l'gabim mizbeach. So you know all these havaminas. You have to know, is this a serious havamina? We would have thought that only kosher animals which could have been brought l'gabim mizbeach. If it is a serious, then you have to give some type of svara. Maybe you would have thought it's not just the maisa hezek, but it's the maisa hezek on something so potential filled with kedusha. You could have brought this on the Mizbeach. And that's why we're being Mecha. So it's like a Ben Adam La'Makom also connected. So that would have been a Havamina. Because of Rechman HaChamor, and the same thing the other way. If you would have only said Chamor, Hava Amina Kaddish B'Bechor In, Shein Kaddish B'Bechor Lo, I would have thought only something that has special Kedusha B'Bechor in its in its being a firstborn. Shlokas Brachur alone, meaning all other non-kosher animals would be excluded. Because only Chamor is the only non-kosher animal that has quote-unquote Kedusha in its Bechar. It's not really Kedusha, meaning you can't give this animal as a carbon, but you have to be Podit Beset. You have to switch its Kedusha with a Seh and bring that Seh as a, give that Seh to the Kohen. So either way, that's why you couldn't have said either one. You had to say both. And if you had to say both, so then we're back to the question. Why don't you limit it to something that you could be Karva Gabi and Mizbeach? Sefer HaChinuch discusses why Chamor? Why is Chamor the only animal, only non-kosher animal that has something special about it? So Sefer HaChinuch said that mitzvah chabez, and the mitzvah, pidyon petach chamor, it's a mitzvah to do it, is done bizman hazeh. Petach chamor is done bizman hazeh. You switch it onto, switch the kedusha. The Sharjei mitzvah zu, kedei sheyizahar, I remember they have in the Hamodias, you know, they have all these they have the middle pages in the Hamodias. They all have the Rebbes who went to whose Sheva Brachas this week and who went to this and Rachel Sefer Torah. There one time one of our Talmidim brought in, they had a picture of a Petach Hamor, a picture with like a whole nice thing on the animal, a whole suit, what?
Like a pigeon
aben dressed up, exactly. They had it in Mamish in the middle section. He made it. The donkey made it. That was a Petach Hamor. So Misharshei Mitzvah Zu says that Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah chavez, the shorish of this mitzvah, why do you have a chamor? Kadei sheyizachar ha-Yehudim la'olam ha-neis she'asalem kakel b'yitzias Mitzrayim. To remember the neis, so Sefer HaChinuch has one answer, one shot, she'hara kol b'chorehem she'nimshlu l'chamorim. It says a pasuk in Yecheskel, that the Mitzrayim are compared, and therefore we have petach chamor, part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Bachai has another pshat, which is quoted by Chazal, She'ein lecha kol echad ve'echad miYisrael shelo alu tishim chamorim imo. Not every single Jew had 90 donkeys with him going out of Mitzrayim to unim kesev v'zahav, and therefore we have a chamor. That's the animal of burden, right? Yisachar chamor garem. He has the load. So therefore we have a mitzvah with this chamor to remember the Chazdei Hashem. Remember the Chazdei Hashem they did with the Chamor. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that min Chamor levad hu hechrechi lebnei Adam kulam. Everybody has donkeys. Ach gemalim v'susim eidem nimsam alarov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a mitzvah which is very common that we'll all be able to do. So that's why donkeys. Okay. That was that's the Sefer HaChinuch and the Mefarshim on Petach Chamor. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Netziv on Petach Chamor, which is, you got to put it on the list of Mar Makomos in this topic, and that is, what happens if you don't redeem the Chamor? Right? Tifta v'seven, lo sifta, barafta, you got to break its neck. What to break its neck for? There's always a symbolism about Arifa. So we have Egla Rufa, you break the neck of the animal to say that just like this dead person didn't bear any, didn't be able to do anything, so to this Egla. So what about Chamor? Says the Hemek Dover, Laharos Lanu, Shebechor Shema'abe des Kocho, Ve'ina Rotze Gam Lios Mehena Lanshi Maila. If you don't want to fulfill your potential, this Chamor has potential. Oz Eno Kedai Bo'olamo. The Zekla Godo Batora, Shemisha Roy Lios B'maila Vahu Misrapamize, Garuahu, Mimisha Eno Roy Lakach. Right, if you have potential, you better use it. If not, it's better that you're not here. Baharehu Chever Lish Mashas. Okay, that's the Netziv's Musar of the day. Okay. Sevaiter in the Gemara. So that's why we're back to the question. Back to the question of, you might think that we should limit the chi of Avbar only to animals that are tumas nevelas. So we have to have a different makar. Elo makra, vamesi elo, kol dvar misa. The Bada says vamesi elo, so anything that dies. Anything that dies is included. Ask the Gemara, 1 minute. Beilu Rabbanan to come amatu hulu lekelim. Whether the Rabbanan, who require a pasuk to exclude kelim, ubeilu Rabbi Yehuda to come marvi lehu lekelim, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, who includes kelim b'nei misa ninu. How could you include kelim? Either, how could you be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, and why do you need a pasuk to pater according to the Rabbanan? So we already alluded to this already. But the Gemara says, Amri, the Feinayim just alluded to it, Shvira san zuhi misa san. When kelim totally break, that is their misa. This principle comes up, halacha l'maisa. Where does it come up, halacha l'maisa? Klicheres. Klicheres, we know, is impossible to be kashered. Can't kasher china, right? Can't kasher a pottery. If it's strafed up, it's strafed up. So what do? You're allowed to put it back in the kiln. break it and put it back and remake it, because that's panim chadashas ba'alakan, and we say shvirasan zui misasan, and this is a new kli. It's a new kli. It's not like just you break a kli and let's say you have a glass that broke and you put it back together. So then you might say that it's not new, and therefore, let's say, for example, if it was tummy beforehand, the tummy might return, but by kli cheres it's new. Shvirasan zui misasan. This also comes up in a halacha which we've referred to in the past, but we never brought this gemara in. The gemara in brachas and dafnun aleph has 10 requirements for koshel bracha. We passing like 4 of them. 10 requirements for koshel bracha. One of them is chai. So what does chai mean? Chai usually means raw. So what is a koshel bracha? What does chai mean? So all the mafarshim put in their suggestion. Rashi says you should take from a fresh bottle of wine. A barrel of wine. Tosfos HaDafnun HaMeveis and Bracha says kos means shalem. Chai means shalem. It should be a whole kli. A complete kli. It shouldn't be a shavur. That's what Tosfos says chai means. So where does that come up? That's the machlokas for Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Sitz Eliezer. Rav Moshe in Chela Gimel Simin Lametes in Arachayim, he has his famous tshuva about disposable cups. Disposable cups, which he wrote in Tufshin's Chaf Ches, 1968. So disposable might have been different then also, so you can't know for sure what Rav Moshe would say, but it sounds like his svara would apply today. Rav Moshe says you should not use, very strongly, should not use a disposable cup for Kiddush or for a koshel bracha. Why? It's a shavur. It's a shavur, and here, chai is, right, there's a chai you're not allowed to use, and therefore he says, B'dvar kosla Kiddush, you heard that I said aser. Emes adavar. Yes, you're right, it's true. Because Tosfos says a bracha tafnun that you're not allowed to use a shavur. Chai shenemer ba'dvarim shetzuicha b'kosha bracha u'shiyakosh gufo b'kli shalem. V'ifzakeim b'shulchan aruch, v'shulchan aruch quotes this. And alma de be'inon, and then now Rav Moshe has his extension. What is shalem mean? Sheyehei hakos na'eh. Should be nice and beautiful. Sherak kos kazeh, kosha l'brechas bazen l'kiddish. V'roa ani shekos shal niyar, shehu rak l'shah, pamzeh levad, hu od garua. De ein lo shum chashivus shevadai in a royal brachas bazon lekiddush kishleka kozacher yesh lahakel ulai yesh lahakel ulai, right? So that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. Don't use it. Sitz Eliezer says, what are you talking about? The Mechilas Kvodo says, Sitz Eliezer, a broken kli was made for something and then part of it broke off. That's a broken kli. But if you have a coast that's perfect and beautiful and made this way to use, what's the problem? That's not a shavur. Acher bakashas mechila, eineni roe basis liisuro. Play on words. Basis. He says, even if the base is broken off. The hasam harei asui hayi mitchila in basis. V'lachin kishenish rabbi venu. That's possible. That's a shavur. But here it's tchila sisirasam. This is chai. There's no problem. Make kiddush on it. Make abdallah on it. And I say, I'll bring a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalim says the Tzitzelias. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalim says you could use a kos of niyar. He says, ha'osek klei kibol. Etc. So that is the machlok and Sisaliezer and Rav Moshe. So the minhag olam is if you have a kli, another kli around, you try to be makbid for Rav Moshe. If not, you know, one could go like the Sisaliezer. There is a minhag, whenever this comes up, I always put this out on the web, and I'm still waiting for an email about it, and that is, I've seen Rabim Ugdolim who double up the kli. Double it up, use 2 plastic cups for Kiddush. And I still don't understand that, because according to Rav Moshe, it's 2 zeros. 2 zeros equals 0. You're going to throw both of them out. And according to the Sitz Eliezer, you don't need to. So I've seen Rabbanim who do it. I just don't know where it comes from. This svar, okay, you make it a little stronger. What do you mean according to Rav Moshe? It's not a din of stronger. It's a din of, you're going to throw it out. So you're going to throw both of them out. So I don't understand that. I'm waiting to find it in the tshuva. Okay, I could also write it down and say, here it's written. But is there a posek out there that says that this is what should be done? And maybe Rav Moshe would agree to it. Either way, this is the, maybe you could ask Rav Moshe's sons. Either way, why am I bringing this in here? Because of the Rivash. The Rivash, the tshuva of the Rivash says, it kuflamid dalid, those who say that kol shabracha requires chai, which is shalem, where do they get that from? How do you know chai is shalem? Our Gemara. Shvirasan zuhi misasan. Right? If you have a broken kli, it's dead. And that's how you get shalem from the word chai. That's the punchline. That's the Rivash and Simon Kuf Lamid Dalad. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara says, Ula Rav Damar Bar Shachiv Elav Tor Lahavav Lachavto. According to Rav, who says bar is chaya for the suffocating situation. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Kelev Rehavlan Enu. How did our kelim affected by the Hebel? Isn't our kelim surely chibut? So again, why do the Rabbanan need a pasuk to pater? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say chayiv? Amri, yeah, b'chadati the mifki imi havla. A new type of kli, which, yes, breaks by the heat. It breaks by the heat. New type of kli cheres. So it says the Gemara, hai v'hamesi yalo mi boile l'kidarava. 1 minute, v'hamesi yalo, that's already used up. It's used for Rava, as we had yesterday. To Amar Rava, sharp suli ha-mikdash and shrafa l'bar patur. A sharp suli mikdash that falls into a bar, your patur. Shenemar v'hamesi yalo b'misha ha-meshalo. Yazaz ha-shein ha-meshalo. Sharp suli mikdash is not totally usable for you. So therefore, that's excluded. So you already used the pasuk. Say, Al Amar Rava, okay. Kesef, yashiv, l'ba'ala, a different makar. Larabos called Islay Bailam. You have to pay back for your damages and bar anything that has an owner. Kesa Yashalov and Kalem have an owner. And animals have an owner. Kalem and Adam also have an owner. No, you still use the exclusion of the specifics. Uber Rabbi Yehuda to Karmabil Hula Kalem. What about going to Rabbi Yehuda who includes Kalem? Bishlamash Shor Mamaybe Adam. Shor excludes Adam. Ela Chamor Mamaybe. What does Chamor exclude according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, this is one of those unanswerables. Ela Amarava, Chamor de Barlur of Yehuda. It said, Avedel de Vriakol, Kasha. We don't know, we'll have to wait for Elio Anavi to tell us what is Chamor by Bar, excluded according to Yehuda. And say, Aveda, which comes up in Elam Metzias, those two words are totally extra. We don't know what they're telling to teach me. Kasha, we'll have to wait and see. Something to look forward to. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Chamor quotes from Moshe Mipontaiza. Why don't you say Chamor to exclude Shtaris? If a star falls in, right, we always exclude Shtaris, Avadim, Karka, right? So why don't you exclude Star? If my star falls in and it gets ruined by, right, it gets rubbed out, the ink, you know, so you should be putter on that. But why don't you exclude Shtaris? Answers Tosfos Mimanavshach. Mimanavshach, and this is a huge Tosfos, meaning very important, which we'll talk a little bit about now, but more so beginning of Perek Meruba. Says Tosfos, this gets into the sugya of Garmi. I mean, if I have a star that says that Reuven owes me $100, and you come and rip it up, did you damage me $100? You ripped up my star, which said that Reuven owes me $100. So that's not called Nezek, Maisa Hezek directly, that's called Garmi. That Garmi is somewhere in between Maisa Yashir and Grama. Rama your putter, Maisa Yashir direct your chayef. What about Garmi? That's a machlokas. Are we done dina to Garmi? Are we chayef on Garmi or not? So we generally say we are chayef on Garmi. But that's a machlokas. Is that a chiyav d'oraisa or a chiyav d'rabbanan? Tosfos all over says d'rabbanan. Even if you hold of Garmi, it's only a chiyav d'rabbanan. So that's what Tosfos says here. Mimanavshach. Va'omeri. V'lamad lo don dina to Garmi. If you don't hold of Garmi, then you're putter in this case of Shtaris. You don't need the pasuk to tell me that. And if you hold of Garmi, Nami lo machayev ela midrabanan. Even if you hold up Garmi, you don't need a pasuk to exclude Shtaris. That's Tosfos. The Ramban where? Where would you look in the Ramban? The Ramban in Kuntres Dina de Garmi. Ramban has a whole Kuntres on Garmi. 15 pages on Garmi. He holds Daraisa. So according to him, you need a different answer. Right? The Shach quotes this Ramban in Shin Pei Vav, Kedarka Bakodesh, and says, I think the Rabbanan, and therefore he quotes 65 Makoros, quoting Lashitaso like him. The Shach has the amazing ability to take every source, Kimat, and say, that source is really like me. That's the godless of the Shach. But the Shach assumes the Rabbanan. The question is, how else could he answer the question? So the Nemuki Yosef quotes, Garmi is only by a person. A person does Garmi. If I rip up your shtar, that's Garmi. You can't have Garmi al yidei behema. You can't have Garmi through a, that's too direct. That already is grama. So that's why Garmi is only Ade Behema, which Ade Adam, which is also a crucial shita. And a third shita, which the Ksos himself says at the beginning of Shin Pei Vav, the Ksos says, Nezek is only where it's objective mamon for everybody in the world. This shtar is only important to me. Right? Reuven owes me money. All other cases are objective hezek, where this is a damage to anybody if it was to be owned. So that's why I have to work that out, but that's the third answer. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Nafal Atocha Shor Cherishot of a Katan Chayef. So the Mishnah said, if a Shor Cherishot of a Katan fall in your Chayef. So what was the case? My Shor Cherishot of a Katan. So I already explained this way on the Mishnah, but that was really the Maskana. The Gemara is going to ask on it. What does it mean, Shor Cherishot of a Katan? Ilema Shor Shel Cherish, or Shel Shota, Shor Shel Katan, the Shor of all these people, Hashor Shel Bekeach Patur. mashma that a shor of a pikeach, only if shor that of a chersh of the katan is chayev, but a shor of a pikeach should be potter. Why? Just because the owner is a mentally stable person, he should be potter. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan, no, it means this shor shehu pikeach, shor shehu shote, shor shehu katan, the shor describing the ox, shor shel pikeach potter. So a shor that is smart also potter. So again, why? So I'm Rabbi Yerbiya, lo mi boi kamar. No, lo mi boi shor shu pikeach l'chayev. Not only is a shor of a pikeach, a shor that is a pikeach, meaning a smart ox, not only you chayev on that, aval, shor chershot v'katan, you might have said, ema charshuso garmalo, katnuso garmalo. You might say, you know why this animal fell in? Because he's small, because he's a cheresh. V'li pater, kamash malan, I'm chayev even in those cases. Period. Amle Rebachel Ravina, 1 second, v'atanya, nafalotocho bardas pater. What do you mean? We have a brisa that says, if a bardas falls into the pit, you're pater. So my love, shor bardas, doesn't that mean a shor bardas, you should be putter on a smart ox? Amarle, lo adam. No, it means a person. Bardas means if a person falls in your putter. So amarle, elameata, adam ben dasu, the putter, halah ben dasu, the chayiv, shor velo adam ksiv. What do you mean? Only a bardas is a putter? But if you have a person as a la bardas, you're going to be chayiv? No, a person is totally excluded. Ela mai ben das, min ben das. It means a type. A min ben das, and therefore all people are excluded. Amarle, there's something to say there, but let's continue. Amarle v'atani yonafal toch a shor ben das pater. We have a brisa that says beferish a shor ben das is pater. So the Gemara answers, Ela my Rava, you're right. Shor v'hu cheri, shor v'hu shor, the shor v'hu katan, dafka. It's dafka. Only a shor that is a cheri shor v'katan is chayiv. Are you chayiv on? Av a shor shufu b'keach pater. But a shor that's b'keach is, excuse me, is pater. Why? My taima de boile yuni mezel. It's his fault. He should have looked where he was going. Look where he was going. Said the Shilim Kubetzes, in the name of the Rush, an animal's head is much closer to the ground than a person's head. So even more so than a person, the ox should have watched out where he was going. People a lot of times have a lot of things on their mind. They're running, they don't look where they're going. What are animals doing? Animals have they had a tough day at the office. What, they're daydreaming. What's an animal doing? So it's looking at where they're going. He boiled it and used the amazel. He should have looked around. Tani Nami Hachi, there's an important Rambam Ravid here. In this Kemamon, you can look at, what about, does this only apply to Misa or also to Nezek? The Rambam's Mechalek and the Ravid argues. Look there. Tani Nami Hachi, Nofel Tok, Asher Chershot, Vakata, Mesuma, if any of these animals fall in, or a blind animal, Mahalak Balayla, walking at night, Chayiv. Pikeach, Mahalak Bayom, Pater. But if it's Pikeach and walking during the day, Pater. Period. Okay. An amazing Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Beis HaOtzar, right, he only got through the first first two letters of the Aleph Beis in Beis HaOtzar. He was writing an encyclopedia. He got through the first two letters, that's all we have. So, this is the first two letters. Adam. Adam. So, is a cherishot of a katan karui Adam? He goes through, and then he has, the next piece, is a malach karui Adam? And he quotes every mucker you ever want about this topic. So, is a cherishot of a katan karui Adam? So he quotes, all the Gemaras, and one of them is our Gemara. What does it say here? Right, a muvur gam kibazet the chereshot min adam. Where he says min adam is excluded, to tell us that chereshot v'katan are excluded. So you give him this gemara that they're kari adam, but then he says maybe not, because what's the ikar makar shor below adam ksiv. So maybe the point is just that they're not sure. Maybe they're somewhere in between. He says hachanami nimat chereshot v'katan ta'avagav de'ino kriin adam al kol ze gam shor enam rak. Na'alim mishem behema uphusim mishem adam. Maybe they're somewhere in between. Ulam nira pashi says, no, it can't be. Chereshot v'katan kriyan adam vadai. It can't be. Delo l'shtamit adam lomar dinim atama ba'ohel. Right? Chereshot v'katan atama ba'ohel. It's got to be called. Right? Adam kiyamas ba'ohel. So it's got to be. But then he says, look at the Maharal. The Maharal in Nitivat Snius, in the Sivas Olam. He was a Baki Nifla in everything. You read it. He just quotes everything. Lachshava, halacha. What did the Maharal say? Al yikshe lama ha'oze nivra yoser pasuach mishar kol ha'evarim. Why are the ears created open? V'lama lo nivra kamo ha'ayin sheyesh lo kisui. We have a lobe that we could fold up. The Gemara Ksubis talks about why. But why wasn't it created with a closure automatically? Why? Ki ha'adam asher hu cheresh eino adam. Shahari Kherishot of a Katam Enam Nechshavim Adam, says the Maharal. Ulam, he says, that's a raya. Ulam ena ladun mizela inyan shem adam hanitzrach lamili de hilchasa ketumas ohel v'chadoma. Maybe this is just an agadic maharal, but you can't take it to halacha. Ukumuvan ki kavanas anesiva zal tuchaliyos aderach agada she'in l'sherach harishad v'chadam chashivus u'mailus inyan adam kiven she'in lahem das avalosh ein nekrom b'shem adam klal v'lokoy alo koyak zuv matorah gabi shem adam v'im kene must be agada. But then he says there's another maharal in the tiv hashtika where he says it explicitly. He says, "Bedavar zeh inyan muflag ma'od ki ha'ozen shukmo pesach labayis, who nechshav tzuras ha'adam, v'lachin hacheresh who chaser shmiya einu nechshav adam, u'pater mikol ha'mitzvus, v'zeh mipnei ki hu nechshav kmo kli she'ein lo base kibul, she'ein nechshav kli klal. It's not a kli; it doesn't have a base kibul. Hearing v'lachach ha'ozen osa oso adam legamrei. Pretty strong language." He says, "Vehine shekasev zalki pater acharish b'mitzvus." That's halacha already. That's halacha. He says, "It's what he seemed to say, but it's a huge chiddush." Okay, it relates to, by the way, Evan Nirtza, this week's parsha. Why the ozen? So you can relate to the old mafarshim. What do you mean? The ozen heard at our Sinai. The eye saw at our Sinai. The legs ran to our Sinai. It's the ozen. It's the ozen. That's the base of otzer. That's the base of otzer. Okay. Says the Gemishnah, "Echad shor v'echad kol behema." Any animal that falls into a pit, you're chayav for, like filas abar. And by the way, anything, ula hafarshas har Sinai. All the following halachas, all animals are included. Hafarshas har Sinai, going up to har Sinai, doesn't only mean, last week's parsha said, it said specific animals in the Torah, it means all animals. Es tosfis in Sanhedrin, daf tesvav mebeis, who cares? Who cares what animals were also to go up to har Sinai? My dahava hava. Right, you're learning halacha, hilchasa lemeshicha. You're doing halacha for something that doesn't apply. So what's the Gemara bothered by? The Gemara is going to quote a makar. So Tosas there says in Sanhedrin daf tesvav, no, it's an afkamina for pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk. That's number one. Number two, the Tosas in Chagiga says that you're right. It's a historical question. The Ran there in Sanhedrin says drosh v'chabal schar. Drosh v'chabal schar. You're right. No afkamina. Drosh v'chabal schar. Just like the Gemara says, the three parts of the Torah that possibly never happened. Drosh v'chabal schar. Which three? Betzorah mora. Yireni dachas and bayis hamenuga, bayis hamenuga. Those three might not have, even though there's a chazal that they broke the walls in order to get the treasures. At least according to one opinion, a chazal, those three never happened. So that's the Ran in Sanhedrin. And the Ran also quotes there. You can always have the nafkamina if somebody accepts to be a nazir based on which animals went up to Har Sinai. I'm a nazir if all animals were also to go up to Har Sinai. Then it's a nafkamina halacha lamaisa. You can always have that one. And finally, the Meiri there in Sanhedrin daf Tesvav, that's where the action is, says that Beis HaMikdash has the same halacha as Har Sinai. So therefore, it's halacha lamaisa. If an animal walks into the Beis HaMikdash, which is also us. Anyway, Lavarjas Har Sinai. Ula Tashlome Kefel, and for Kefel. Ula animals stolen, you have to pay double. Ula Shavas Avedi, you have to return all of them. Ula Prika, the sixth parsha, taking a heavy bundle off of your friend's animal. Lachasima, the Isser of muzzling. Lekilayim, for the Isser of Kilayim. We know there are five types of Kilayim. There's Kilay Zroim, planting seeds together. There's Kilay HaKerem, anything with a vineyard. There's Shatnez, right? What we call Kilay Begadim. And then there are the two kinds of Kilay Behema. Kilay Behema is the cross breeding and the cross working, right? And this is talking about the cross working. Kilayim, you can't work two different animals together. There's a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. Not for now, but there's a lot of lundas. The Rambam says, Daraisa, only kosher and a non-kosher animal. It doesn't just go by two different meanim. One has to be tummy, one has to be tar. Like it says, shor v'chamor. The Rosh says, no, any two different meanim. It doesn't have to be one tummy, one tar. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, on Kilayim. Ule Shabbos, and all animals that you work on Shabbos. V'chein, chaya v'ov kayotze behen. And also, chayas and ofas are all like them. Why does it say in all these contexts shor v'chamor? Elashadiber hakasa behoveh. Behoveh. The pasuk talks behoveh. The pasuk talks always by the common. So biure chasidus l'shas says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Diber hakasa behoveh. You think sometimes that what's natural around there and teva doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the nisim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Diber HaKasav, the Kasav, the Torah speaks. What does it speaks? Asar Mamaras Nivra Ha'olam. Speaks is like created. Right? Diber HaKasav, the Kasav is Medaber, the Kasav creates Hove, also Teva. Right? That's why you have all these common cases, it also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alpidrush. Diber HaKasav, Behove. Okay, that was our dose for the day. Biure Chasidus. Vaiter Gemara, now we have just Marmakomas for the rest of the Yomid. Nefilas Habor, how do you know Kasav Yash, how do you know it's more than Shor V'Chamor? Kesev Yerushal Balav Ksiv called Islay Bailim Kita Amran. Anything that has an owner. La Farsha Sar Sinai im Behema im Ishlo Yechye, right? Any animal. Bechaya Bechlal Behema Havi. Im Larabos is Ophos, and im includes birds. Utashlume Kefo Kida Amrinan al Kol Dvar Pesha Klal. Al Kol Dvar Pshia, anything that you're negligent about. Right, anything your friend loses. Liprika Yolov Chamor. Interesting, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Nedarim quotes, you know what's included in Hashavas Aveda? The mitzvah for a doctor to heal a patient. What's the mitzvah for a doctor? What's the mitzvah for a doctor? The Rambam quotes Vahashivosalo. That's the makar, famous Rambam, that we're making it famous now. Right? The Vahashivosalo is the makar for a doctor giving back the health of a person. If you have to give back his money, for sure, Kavachomer, you have to give back his health. That's the Rambam in Nadar. Laprika Yalav Chamar Chamar Mishabbos. Unloading, you learn Gzeirah Shavah from Shabbos. Lachasima Yalav Shar Shar Mishabbos. Lekelayim, Ikelayim Dacharisha, if it's the Kelayim of Kruz working, Yalav Shar Shar Mishabbos. Ikelayim Daharba, Kruz breeding, Yalav Behentacha Behentacha Mishabbos. So you learn all these Gzeirah Shavahs from Shabbos. Vegabi Shabbos, Minolan, how do you know by Shabbos itself? Titania, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Mishmael, Bidibras Rishonus Nemar, Avdacha Vamaschu Behemtecha, Ubidibras Achronus Nemar, Visharcha Vachamarcha Vachol Behemtecha. I was at someone's house last week where we had the kids look for all the differences between the Dibros Rishonos and the Dibros Achronos. So here's another one, right? The Dibros Rishonos. It says Behema in general. Achronos specify. Sharcha v'chamarcha. V'halo shor v'chamar b'chlal ka behema are you? Well, why did it list specifics? Shor v'chamar are b'chlal. V'lom yatsu. Why are they brought to specified? Lom l'cha. Ma shor v'chamar ha'amur kan chai v'of. Just like Shor v'Chamar that says here, you include everything. So too, everything is included. That's what you learn from the comparison. Dibros Rishonos, Dibros Achronos. Ask Tosfos on top. This is pretty far away from each other. Usually we have a klal uprad comparing, you know, near each other. Dibros Rishonos, Dibros Achronos. You throw in Veschanan, says Tosfos, v'dibrecha nemru. This is a different type of hekesh. Usually a type of hekesh is when they are written together in the Torah. This type of hekesh is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them together. Okay. The Ema, says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ema, Behema, Dibros, Rishonos, Klal, Shorcha, Vachamar, Chadibros, Achronos, Prat, Klal, Prat, Ema, Klal, Mashmer, Prat, Shor, Vachamar, In, Midiach, In, Yelo, maybe it should be a Klal, Prat. Where is it? No. Amri, Vachol, Behem, Tachat, Dibros, Achronos, Chaz, of a Klal. Klal, Prat, Klal, Iyat, Tadana, Klein, Prat. So it's a category. Ma, Prat, Mufurish, Balechayim, Af, Kol, Balechayim. So all Balechaim are included. The Ema, Ma, Prat, Mufurish, Dovish, In, Yavasa, Matam, Mago, Masa, Kol, Dovish, In, Yavasa, Matam, Mago, Masa, Avalofos, Lo, same shakal v'tari that we had on Amud Aleph, maybe only animals that are metame. Amri imkin nechla rachmana chad prata. You should only say one. So hey nechla rachmana, what should you say? Ika rachmana shor hava amina. Sometimes you have the same shakal v'tariyah, but not on the same amud, same blot. But here you have it. Hava amina karv l'gabim mizbeach in she karv l'gabim mizbeach lo kaz rachmana chamor. Ika rachmana chamor hava amina kodesh b'chor in she kaz b'chor lo kaz rachmana shor. So again, you need both of them. So we're back to the question. Okay, it's not a prado klal, it's a ribuy. V'kol behemtecha includes all animals. V'kol hecha dekaz rachmana kol ribuy yehu. Anytime it says the word kol, it's an inclusion, it's a ribuy. Hakabi meiser. Dechziv by meiser. When you bring your meiser sheni money up to Yerushalayim, and you're allowed to buy anything there, is it anything? Well, you're allowed to buy. Hakabi meiser dechziv kol. V'kol darshina le b'chlal uprat. We have a word called by Meiser, and you darshan it not as Reba Umiyet, but as Klal Uprat. Two different tools. The Tanya, V'nasata, Kesa B'chal Shedev Anav Shecha, you could buy anything you want with your money, Klal. Babaku, Vatson, Vayanav Shechar, Prat. Oxen, sheep, wine, and beer, Prat. B'chal Shedev Anav Shecha, anything you want, Chaz of a Klal. So Klal Uprat of Klal, Yetzad Anel Kenev Prat. So it's a category. Ma Prat, Mefurash, Primi, Privi, Gedule Karka. Just like the specifics are Primi, Pri. Is something that comes out of something else that grows from the ground. For example, wine from grapes, milk from it says primi pri Rashi says vlad mi vlad yayin man of him shecher mi tamarim, excluding something that comes directly from the ground like mushrooms or water or salt. All these things are excluded. So too v'gdulei karka, and they grow from the ground, excluding fish. Avkol primi pri v'gdulei karka. So too you would limit it. So Amri, so we say, so therefore you see kol is a klal, not a ribuy. So our answer is there's a difference. Amri, bakol, klala, kol, ribuy. It depends on the word. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos here discusses it. In various contexts, we have different definitions of gidule karka. For example, fish are excluded because they don't grow from the ground. But what about animals? What about animals? Animals don't grow from the ground, but they live off the ground. So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says here, animals are called Gidulei Karka. You can buy them with your Maaser Sheni money, but if you look by Hanukkah in Kiddushin, they're not called Gidulei Karka. Or another example, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam. Rambam says, in Perechetz of Hilchos Shabbos, Dosh, right, which for our purposes is can the threshing, but also milking a cow, or let's say squeezing out fruit is Dosh. So the rule in the Gemara is Ein Disha Ele B'Gidulei Karka. Disha Ele B'Gidulei Karka. So Rambam says Ein Disha Ele B'Gidulei Karka, and therefore, if you are milk a cow, you're Chayiv. Why? Because Rambam holds animals are Gidulei Karka. And then the Rambam says, if you wound somebody, that's also Dosh. He calls Mefarik, which is a halacha of Dosh. But the other Rambam says that animals are Gidulei Karka. So are they or are they not? So the Magen Mishnah there says, like Tosfos says here, it depends on the context. They're in the middle somewhere. They live off the ground, but they don't grow from the ground. So you have to look on the context what the standard is. Ibai Yisema, or Kol Nami Klal Lahu. Maybe Kol is also could be a Klal. Miyu, hi, Kol Dahach Ribu Yehu. But this Kol is an inclusion, a Ribuy. Midhav Elamichtav Ubehemtacha, Kedichsib Bedibras Arishonah. So it could have written a parallel Lashon. Vikasav Vikol Behemtacha. Shmami a Ribuy, it must be a Ribuy, period. Hash Lam Kol Ribu Yehu. But now that we just said Kol's a Ribuy, Behemtacha Dibras Arishonah, Vashar Vachamar Dibras Achronos Lam Elis. What do you have all the specifics? Just include everything with Kol. Amri, Shor Lag Muri, Shor Lachasima. No, you need those extra words for all the other Xerah Shavas, for all the other halachas that we said on the daf. Chamar lagmur, chamar chamar laprika. You need chamar to teach me prika. Behemtacha lagmur, behemtacha behemtacha lekelayim. Ihachi afilo adam litzar. Aye, so fine. Even a person should be usher to plow with an animal. Alama tana. Why did it say the Mishnah saying kelayim adam mudrim kulon achrash v'lim shoch? Person is not usher. A person could be latched onto the plow. So I'm a papa. No, papunoi yadi time adah milsa. The papunoi people know the reason for this. Sorry. Uman Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amarka, who's Papanoi Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who said, L'man Yenuach, Avdecha V'amascha, Kamocha, L'hanacha Hikshiti, V'lo L'davar Acher. You are only like your servants and your animals in terms of Menucha Shabbos, but not in terms of any other halacha. Yeah? No question? No. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but tomorrow, enjoy the daf. Tomorrow you're going to talk about, how about plowing jointly with a fish and a donkey? Right, figure out how that's possible. And also tomorrow, the beginning of the daf, Jason's going to start with it. Why is there no tov in the Aseres Hadibros? No word tov. Look at the Marsha there. The Marsha there talks about the word tes. The Maritz Chayis there. Amazing. It seems like one of the Tanoim didn't know a pasuk in Chumash. Look at the Maritz Chayis there. The beginning of tomorrow's daf, and you have the beginning of Hakonis, okay? That's Be'ez Hashem. We'll continue on Sunday. Tomorrow, today's shiur again was sponsored by Zecha Nishmas, Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo, Celia Gurowitz Levine, whose 7th yard site is today, sponsored by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.